up in the mountains we made. Postcard of America came a long way. Where I grew up doesn't change. Late at night, we drove for miles thinking.
You're listening to a special podcast produced by UMFM 101.5 in partnership with the Winnipeg Folk Festival, running Thursday, July 11th through Sunday, July 14th at picturesque Birds Hill Park. Winnipeg Folk Festival is a celebration of people and music that has been one of North America's premier outdoor music festivals for over 40 years. I'm Michael Elves, host of Thank God It's Free Range, and this episode spotlights Wyatt C. Lewis. Lewis, an Ohioa artist from Treaty 6 territory, recently released their debut record, Chandler, on Royal Mountain Records. It's a blend of country music with an indie and roots spin. Lewis will be performing on Saturday, July 13th at 4:30 p.m. at Spruce Hollow. For the full lineup, a complete list of set times, to purchase tickets, and for more information on the Winnipeg Folk Festival, visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca.
Rainy day, headed to a guitar shop there. Tried a cup of their best kind, but it was a damn cliche. Didn't have the money anyway. But I'm not attached. Yeah, today's like that. Show you the way back to the place where we dance a night. Know that we'll be there again. Again. All dressed up for tonight. Once again. Nothing's gonna break moonlight. And against all odds, I have no doubt inside my chest. To explore, come back another day, maybe perform a song for my lady. I love you so, and we'll see this through in any given light. Cause you know the way back to the place where we're meant. Know that we'll be there again, just like home. Celebrate, knowing it'll never end.
All right, well, coming to play Birds Hill Park at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, Wyatt C. Lewis's new record is called Chandler. They'll be introducing it to Winnipeg audiences at the festival, but before that, gonna talk a little bit about it. Welcome to the show, Wyatt.
Hey, Dante, Michael, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you, and I hope you are as well.
I am, yeah. I went on a nice little walk right before with my dog and my new wife. I eloped actually this past weekend. And
oh, well, congratulations on that. That's
June 21st.
a huge life change.
Yeah.
Oh, on National Indigenous People's Day?
That's right, yes. Yeah, we went out to Drumheller, and it was really sweet, like really small ceremony, and obviously got to do wonderful celebrations beforehand. And we were in a Studio Bell in Calgary, the beautiful National Music Center. Yeah, they had something going on, and
Willie Thrasher performed at that, right?
Willie Thrasher, yes. Big congrats to him for being inducted, and yeah, I'm such a trailblazer. I'm so inspired by his words and his activism.
Yeah, I'm friends with someone who works at the NMC, and they posted some video of Willie performing on the 21st.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of performing, did you perform at your own wedding?
I did, yes. We had a celebration the next day, and it was beautiful. Just, a bit of a smaller gathering, but all their loved ones, and we got to play a song together, which was beautiful. My partner and I.
Are there any songs on the record that are directly like attributed to your relationship with your partner?
Most of them are, really. Yeah, she's her name's Kate, and she's my world, and so it's really easy to kind of draw, from things that we enjoy, and we're doing lots of traveling, so I'm looking forward to spending time, with her and experiencing new things. That really just really births a lot of like great ideas for songs. So I'm looking forward to doing some writing and spending some time. But yeah, I guess specifically some songs that I really like to play, and we played at our wedding, was I played this in it was funny at the Studio Bell show for National Indigenous Peoples Day. She was in the audience, and it was kind of funny where obviously I announced that we were eloping. It was really sweet things sort of to set that up, and I decided to play a song called In Emerald, which was really lovely to kind of just tell a little bit about the story of spending a really beautiful weekend on the West Coast with getting to see some of our favorite performers, getting to see some cool shows and be by the ocean. So it was really emotional too. It was hard to get through the song, just because it's just she's so dear to my heart. The song really just comes from an honest place. Yeah.
Well, it seems like all your songs come from an honest place. Does that make it hard to perform in general, or was it specific to this instance and knowing that that you were about to go marry this person?
I think my emotions were really heightened at that the day. The whole weekend really was just people were so they just getting to know the people that we've been together for 9 years now, and people were kind of saying like, finally they're getting married, they're eloping, and it was just kind of like a beautiful celebration of people who mean so much to us and have been there from the beginning.
So In Emerald, written, in reflection of a trip and a place, in terms of your songwriting, do you have a sense of like how songs spring into your head, or, where they come from?
Yeah, I'm always trying to see where, if, just trying to be analytical or just be really aware of how, where it comes from. And sometimes it's also good to just kind of surrender and not really question it, where it comes from. But I feel like, just coming from an honest place. A lot of my songs kind of start with the music, and really, in some cases where I'm fortunate to work with other artists that I admire, doing co-writes, it's super fulfilling and beneficial, just because, maybe I'm starting the song from scratch, in a different approach, something I'm not comfortable with. And it's always good to chat about, we mentioned Kaylee Watts, did a co-write with her, and we just started our session with, just chatting about what we love and who we, spend our time with most, and, our partners and our surroundings. And so I feel like that's always a good way of making yourself feel comfortable, at least for myself. And yeah, I feel like I'm really grateful to have a really good space that I can sort of get in my head and really write down what I feel. So I think as I go on, as I challenge myself as a songwriter, really just starting from an honest place and see where it goes.
I know that you did an Indigenous music playlist that, included some older tracks in, recognition of your father's influence on your taste, but you included folks like Julian Taylor and William Prince. Do you look at other songwriters for inspiration, or do you try to kind of work on your own material independent of them so as not to kind of like bite their style?
It's a bit of a, I don't know, I think there's some inevitability of just like the songs that you admire, and sort of just even getting more personal with you mentioned Julian and William, and so many people on that playlist I was so fortunate to put on and showcase, I've come to learn more about their stories, and so that really helps just becoming more personal with, getting to meet some of their family and doing having the opportunity to share the stage is beautiful too. And I think that was just a really great way for me to acknowledge, yeah, like my dad when he was powwow dancing at a young age at when I was pretty young. He doesn't do that much these days, but just being able to acknowledge that and honor the music that really carried me through my childhood, and I think, yeah,
So,
trying to just really tell my story, but also I'm so inspired by, sonically all the musical instruments, that a lot of these artists use. I'm always trying to think of ways of kind of incorporating that seems authentic.
your musical upbringing, as I understand it, so obviously your dad did powwow dancing, but also he played you classic rock, and you sang in choir. That doesn't necessarily suggest the music you now make. Like, at what point did you gravitate towards kind of the sounds that you are creating as an artist?
Yeah, I think I definitely owe a lot to community building. When you think of choirs, I really felt like I was a part of something, and getting to see, yeah, my dad, what he loves to do, he loves to dance, and also getting to play music, playing guitar. He taught me at a young age, and I think I always I really acknowledge and nod that just the environment and really supportive. Yeah, I where am I going with this? I
Well, I guess, I
think,
mean, getting back to
yeah.
kind of like how you ended up with the sound that you have, like at what point did you start either gravitating to or finding that that was the sound?
I think in high school really too was, a big influence was like City in Color, that really Dallas Green, the way he his guitar playing and looking at other guitar players or other singers, I don't know, I feel like my voice kind of did its own, it really stood its ground, and went through all the stages that it needed to. I started out as an alto. I had such a high voice when I first started high school, so it's kind of changing, figuring out where I fit, where my voice fits, and trying to be confident in that. Obviously, it's definitely hard when your voice is in awkward stages, and I think just not beating yourself up too much about that. Guitar playing, I think I was so, fascinated with what my dad was doing, how he used his ear, kind of coming from not so much of a no notation, musical notation, really coming from an ear training first, sort of upbringing. So going into post-secondary, doing more choirs, doing a voice major, in Red Deer, was really, yeah, it was really formative for me to really kind of focus on my voice. Do all kinds of great styles that I just never thought I would put myself in an academic sort of style too. Can academic environment can really put people down, and but I think it the people that I spend my time with in my college days was really supportive, and I think getting to play the music that I loved while also developing my voice has done so much for me, and yeah, I'm so excited to just do different styles, keep working with different artists that challenge me. And I think this first record, this my debut record, more of like a folky kind of warm nod to to the prairies. It feels like the prairies to me, and I'm so grateful to be in some good some good corners of people that are really making a name for themselves and in this sort of genre. So I feel blessed to, you know, to have the support from them. And yeah, I don't know. It's really cool.
You mentioned the prairies. Obviously, you call Calgary your home right now, but born in Pinoca and raised in Wetaskiwin. In terms of how much place plays a factor in kind of your songwriting, like, do you find that certain sounds, because you're surrounded by them, or because you're trying to make those sounds and represent the places, is that some that plays a factor?
I think so. Yeah, I worked with some really great producers like Phoenix Warren. You know, studied in Vancouver in Nimbus School, but you know, born and raised in Calgary, and really cool to see what the work, the previous work that that he's done, you know, for my friends. Beautiful, just like really folk music and really sentimental, honest and raw performances. I loved what he was doing, and my other producer too, Colin Carbonera, is really cool because he's very eclectic with the styles that he does, and he's very prolific in his songwriting, and so he really helped. They really both really kind of uplifted me and places, and you know, the studio was such a an environment I was not used to. Dancing with Sue, which made the record, I was so happy that it did. That was the first project I did with Phoenix, where, you know, I worked with other people on a song of mine, and that was really cool. Really put myself in a place where I could trust other people and feel comfortable sharing more about the story and behind the, you know, behind the lyrics, behind the meaning of it. And then just bringing the right people for the job, really, that I played for many years in Calgary before that, before we even talked about a record. Just kind of felt right to, you know, go in that direction of something that was really a nod to Mohkinsis, to Calgary and the prairies and my upbringing, you know, Montana First Nation. A song called Bobtail Road, you know, just means a lot to me and my family. So, yeah, a lot of these stories might not necessarily be, you know, such a pinpoint, but I try to, yeah, I try to write from that, from just from what I know, from what I feel.
You mentioned learning to kind of work with people or bring people in. You worked with Nixon Boyd from Colorado and John Ross from Wild Pink on a couple co-writes. How did those come about, and what did those experiences teach you?
Yeah, those experiences came about with the label or Royal Mountain Records. So fortunate to work with, and my management, Slow Weather. Yeah, Nixon Boyd. I was really fortunate to be a part of the Anyway Gang tour, which is like a really cool super rock group consisting of you know, Nixon was part of that, part of the band, but Menno from Colorado, and Sam from Sam Roberts, Dave Monk, and I'm blanking, but so many great people. Nixon Boyd, was so fortunate to work with him after that sort of tour. That was actually one of my first little tours we did in some parts of Ontario and Montreal. But yeah, spent a week after that tour of like feeling so refreshed, and also, you know, feeling really exhausted, but knowing that I can come back to a setting really comfortable that Nixon presented, and it was so great, even just traveling, getting there, and you know, finding my way to the studio, and sort of not knowing what's really to come. But I'm so happy, you know, Bobtail Road and a song called Carefree and In Emerald really flourished out of those times. And again, just spending really the first part, talking about what I love, those around me that I appreciate. And yeah, Nixon really brought out something special, brought more depth to it and asked me a lot of really thoughtful questions that I really appreciated. And so did John Ross from Wild Pink. That was a little bit different. It was over Zoom, but I also really appreciated his attentiveness and the patience, throughout the couple years that we were working on the song. My partner, my wife, she actually helped a little bit of the chorus on "O Vibrant Sky," and that was just a good way of getting to spend time with her and work on a song, work on what we kind of love about our travels, our experiences so far. And like I said, I'm looking forward to traveling and meeting new people, rekindling and getting more material. I'm just excited to see it through our eyes, and tell the story.
The record is named Chandler, which is the C in Wyatt C. Lewis.
That's right.
Why did you end up naming it that?
There's really not much thought into that, but I think I, struggle a little bit of, oh wow, we're making a record. This is really happening. Everything else kind of, maybe to some artists, that comes super quick to them. And for me, I really wanted to focus on the songs, and it didn't feel right, to name it something else. I think Chandler was just a good way. I think there's a point, I think in must have been like several years or something, where I made the switch to, I added the C, and I'm not sure why, but since then I've just like, yeah, it would be cool to tell more of that story, or just, this is a debut record, and it's sort of a introduction, but it really doesn't tell, there's more to the story.
I guess it allows it to be kind of self-titled without being just Wyatt Lewis.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, speaking of the record, before I let you go, Wyatt, I want to get you to pick a track off the record that we can play for listeners. And if you have a reason why you're picking it or an anecdote about it, we'd love to hear that.
Sure. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'd love to pick a song called "There," off the record. And this song is so special to me, and I love setting this up when I play it live. And I mentioned my dog. I have a beautiful dog named Vernon, and he's such a funny guy, and I love spending my days with him. And so this is sort of kind of paints a picture of, if you're familiar with Calgary, the Bow River, there's a beautiful dog park off leash one called Sue Higgins, and we love going there when we're around, some friends and their dogs. So it's a lovely, it kind of paints that picture of, going back to the river, dipping our toes in. And yeah, I love this one.
All right, we'll give that one a listen. You can catch Wyatt C. Lewis playing some of the songs from their album Chandler at Spruce Hollow on Saturday, July 13th, as well as at a couple of workshops during the Folk Fest. Wyatt, thanks very much for taking some time to join us on the program.
I really appreciate it, Michael. I'm looking forward to Winnipeg Folk Fest. This is my first time, and bringing some pals with me that I love playing these tunes with. So thanks again.
Came back laughing as you smiled so big, left a mile on my cheek. For days I washed your hair in the sink. Wait a week and camp outside, and then we'll wash ourselves off clean in the river. Summer came on back around. Grab your favorite boots to wear, to hike, and to get there. dog out for a swim. Watch him grow not far from what he is now. Somehow time's caught up, caught me off guard. I swear you blink, miss another chance, another day in the ether. Tie up all the sides of our delay, but the shore's not calm yet. To breathe in, to seek for, and to die there. In the dead crashing back and forth. Shore is now calm. The fate of a light can't wait to get.
I'm Michael Elves, and you've been listening to a special podcast spotlighting Wyatt C. Lewis. We'll be performing on Saturday, July 13th at 4:30 p.m. at Spruce Hollow at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. To hear more featured artists, visit umfm.com. And be sure to visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca to get tickets to this great event running July 11th through 14th at Birds Hill Park. Can't